Raining and light, celebrate. Celebrate, and because we realize and recognize that on this journey, we must. We're not only going to celebrate them and that, we're going to celebrate ourselves. We're celebrating because all of the things, and for all of the things. It's safe to say that on this journey, there have been times that we've forgotten to celebrate. We might have forgotten to celebrate our awakening today. So before we go any further, let's take a moment to breathe. Breathe in all of you, and as you breathe out, celebrate all of you, and simply with a smile. Recall the last celebration you observed, you heard, you read, or you attended. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Here, we'll picture pieces of the festivities, the music, the food, the decorations, the dancing, the singing, the amusement, and other entertainment, and all meant to bring joy. Celebrations are meant to reduce stress and anxiety, and sometimes just to bring us out of the dark. Deep breaths in. Slow breaths out. Celebrations. Balloons, flowers, confetti, all meant to make us feel happy. Celebrations are proclamations of our happiness. Celebrations honor accomplishments, milestones, and passings. Celebrations remind us of our presence in the present. Deep breaths in. Slow breaths out. Celebrations give respect and acknowledgement to our progress. Celebrating our progress prompts us to keep going. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Breathe and celebrate all that you are, along with all that you've been through, and all the places you're headed, and all that you're becoming. Celebrate. We can do it alone, and we can do it with others. Celebrate to take a break from the ordinary. Celebrate because we sometimes need to be reminded of what's important. Not that we need an excuse to gather, or that we should even wait for an excuse to gather, but isn't a celebration a great excuse to do just that? Notice the path that we're on. Take a second to view where we stand and on our journey and all parts of it, the highs and the lows, the falls and the climbs. Celebrate all of it and notice all of what it takes to build up to a celebration. Rolling through the mistakes, learning that we matter, working through forgiveness, and gaining appreciation. We celebrate because we know that just like the ocean, our life will continue to come and in waves. And sometimes just when the feeling is good, it may be interrupted and we may quickly move from celebrating to grief. For this, celebrate, celebrate, celebrate safely and well and with things and those that lend to and support our greater good. Our greater good first benefits us and allows us to give to the greater good of and for others and our total society. Our greater good is based on acceptance. It is based on awareness. It is based on peace and love. Celebrate because of the empathy we hold for others and the self-empathy that we are willing to give to ourselves. Empathy. Zero judgment is held here, And when we turn empathy to ourselves, we explore what's going on inside of ourselves. And because self-awareness is necessary. Celebrate because our mind, body, and spirit relies on one another and the chemistry of each of them working together and in unity. Celebrate to release the feel-good hormones which lowers our stress hormones. We celebrate because it discloses pieces of who we are and what we hold in high regard. Celebrate the newfound moments of us being able to manage and deal with our emotions. Celebrate the moments when we choose to breathe, process, and listen reflectively. Celebrate us responding rather than acting to any situation. Celebrate us choosing to communicate more effectively with ourselves and with others. Celebrate our higher self-esteem and confidence, and because of our decision to now grow through everything rather than just go through it all. Celebrate our newfound curiosity with who we are and that has allowed us to become too distracted to be concerned with the affairs of others. Celebrate us being able to look at our reflection and our ability to self-reflect. Celebrate the changing of nature's seasons, and with respect for the changes that are naturally occurring within us. Celebrate learning from those mistakes. Celebrate the past, and because we are now living in the present. Celebrate our uniqueness and our similarities. The list of reasons to celebrate does not end. Getting through each second of the day and giving respect to our tenacity, to our resiliency, and to our choice to fight for ourselves rather than against ourselves is a reason to celebrate. Celebrate us rewiring, rebuilding, reconstructing, and reshaping ourselves. And with our own mighty hands, and in a quest for balance, for love, for acceptance, and to evolve and to maintain unapologetically and even through our traumas. Celebrate us dropping baggage so that we are able to elevate ourselves and climb higher with grace and to get to our purposes. Celebrate the newfound quality within and of our lives because we've given up control of what no longer serves us and have taken control of our mind and our body. Celebrate us choosing to improvise and roll with the tides when we feel lost or confused. Celebrate our ability to use our light to empower others because we remember that we are all connected. Celebrate the morning and our choice to rise up through grief and to walk through challenges. Discarding all that we are not. Celebrate this moment of reigning in light.